Omaha Beach, 1994. Boom tide. Land danced crazy after scud and swell. We hovered, hid in hot and staggered sand. That whole morning, dueled for dunes. Then, one certain cliff. Shores were blistered. Fled inland, tiny towns, black wreckage and hedgerows, but horses of heaven trampled the treetops. Where's my platoon? In that sea smooth green where white cap crosses washed them clean, buried with fathers from the other war. Hallow them not, we've heard it before. At this late date, let us walk long windrows, the teeming silence of a cool, free beach. February, American Christmas. In winter light, pictures on a classroom wall, reflections under glass, clarify the season. Here, the fabled father of his country. There, the crucial savior of the Union. And our reason these days of birth to share in school communion is mutual baptism or a being methodized together. We have our right to some mystery of ourselves on selves, joined by history alone. It's what we have in common. 22nd day. The firm mouth, bitter lips, a wigged high forehead, icy temperament that freezes us off, but I appraise implacable eyes, pledge to know this generating father of ourselves, not at the prow of that dory over the Delaware, crossing in the cold and famous night, though alone there he gives connection, but lurched in Jersey retreats, bossing his bedraggled army back and forth, hitting and running in bare escape to hit and run again, ignominious and cunning Alexander, through the years of mad dedication, the harsh commander suffering his desertions and easy scorn. But he was the nation coming to be born out of monotonous defeats to one bright Virginia victory. Imperious triumph won an ardent peril, long meaning of the land. He knew that, without son himself siring a nation. And we are with him now, in late celebration of the man apart, lofty and aloof, high rebel with a cause for fated proof, determined in that grim and firm-set mouth from Bleeding Valley to Placid Vernon in the south. More than kingly, presidential, with a hot temper of some pride the cool eyes did not show us before we looked to see, his a rage to found, without the old world sin of self-investiture. No sage gazing out for Stuart's stern inspection, not meant for boys and girls ungrown, but men and women come to know and own him in dim February reflection. 12th day. This deepened face that has appeared to worshippers of 100 years lurks in its black and viral beard and draws dumb adoration. It wears a look that harrows our delight and may contain Judaical imaginations from Abraham to Christ. Vain to seek him anywhere apart from warm and passioned eyes and the heart, melting the features in deliquescent gaze of love and pity. Why, he also was a man, caught in a maze of simple ambition. Did he not yearn to succeed somehow, to earn a name, a place, a deed for himself, even to calculate a course, whimsical and filled with native horse sense, welcome to a Western crowd? No providential luck allowed to bring a homemade hero to the head of a house divided? So then, he learned more than he knew he knew, or relearned it after a certain early pose, and it was pity and a brooding humor that saw him greatly through. Well, shooting won't do him any good, he said about the sleeping sentry he excused, a wisecrack out of civil dilemma with the blood of too much war he thus refused, and a strict epitaph for assassination. The perfect martyr, through a procrastination of character grown beyond dreams at last, saving these states and freeing the slaves and turning the past to a future. He died in a blinding flash just when he had to, before revilement and the dash of expectations sure to follow. He shall not perish while we hallow him in all our ways, by, of, and for us. And we come to him before we do the other suffering children of the ongoing republic, whose history is a religion more than our churches are. There, in the kind corner of the room, above the flag, perhaps, we find him on secular days of the week, and today in ceremonious attachment. Late, the winter gray outside the window is dark and light, less light just now than dark, fitted to great forgiveness. They are our Christmas season, halfway between 4th of July. Now, new worlds may claim Old Testaments, bound in native leather, a prophetical Franklin, Jefferson and Adams getting together at last and dying on that same great day, inviolable Washington high over them all. Or Emerson as Moses, his imperative call like a psalm to young David Thoreau, and Andrew Jackson or John the Baptist, though here and by then naturally involved with Banks. But Lincoln, precarious conception of Nancy Hanks, grown to a gospel of love and strife, culminates our right to life. Through springs and fire-cracking summers, we move past falls to purified winters of love. Not without wrongs and violent contest, doubts, and a last hope to be blessed. This is the world, whole world's final country. Vast sanctuary without a steeple, world enough to pray for, land and sky, and chosen time to be its people.